The most difficult part of the photograph in the scene was coordinating with National Parks so I could be ready on the day, because very often well-laid plans can be disrupted due to changes in weather. The conditions need to be almost perfect for them to actually do a burn like this, otherwise there's a very high risk of the controlled fire itself getting out of control. So you can be told the fire is on a particular day at a particular time, but quite often this isn't the case and it doesn't work out like that. So you really need to be ready to go at the moment's notice. And due to the speed with which it all happens, you really need to have a very fast shutter speed to be able to capture the details in the flames and the air, which is completely distorted from the heat. So I use the manual mode for the aperture, ISO and shutter speed. And I underexposed it to make sure I got some detail in the highlights.